Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another RUW Behind the Scenes podcast episode with yours truly, Alexander Kelly. Now, this is a unique podcast episode because at the timing of this recording, just last night, I decided that I would listen to some of the older podcast episodes. And some of the older podcast episodes I have talked about were situations that happened in WEF. And it made me reflect on some of the storylines that WEF had planned for me. And I want to just take this podcast episode and talk about just one storyline idea that they had that never came to surface, just because of how unique that storyline that they had planned was. And, just if that had happened, what it would have done for me and the future of WEF and RUW. So I want to go ahead and get into that storyline idea right now. So, the storyline idea that they had for me was, so, remember, WEF shut down in 2022, and a lot of things have changed since then. Championship reigns, people in the company, the company's existence, all that has changed. Company doesn't exist anymore. Title reigns have changed. People have left the company, blah, 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 blah. That whole storyline was, so at the time, Lumberjack was the TBW welterweight champion. And he hasn't really defended the belt, like, at all. And what WEF's plan was to build a storyline with me and Lumberjack, and it would be revolved around the welterweight championship. But here's the thing. Like I said, the welterweight championship did not belong to WEF. It is the TBW welterweight championship. Keep that in mind. Tennessee Backyard Wrestling owned that title, and they still own that title at the timing of this recording. WEF's plan was to build up a storyline between me and Lumberjack where it would be revolved, that's the word, around the TBW Welterweight Championship. You know, me and him would have back and forth matches where he would win and I would win. Now, this was all where I was the animal Alexander Souls. They had recorded one match between me and him, which was actually a solid match. Sucks that match never got posted. Had that match actually been posted, then the program that they were actually building towards could have actually happened. And I know y'all are just waiting to get into the program, but I'm trying to think here exactly where we're at. So they recorded a match between me and him where he won. And that was supposed to build toward me versus him for the championship. They were actually going to put the championship on the line, up for grabs, in a match between me and Lumberjack. TBW Welterweight Championship up for grabs. I was supposed to win. And keep in mind, at that time, I still had a history with TBW. And as y'all know, it wasn't good history. So, at that time, because things have changed since then, at that time, I still had very bad feelings about TBW. I had a lot of shit to say about them because that whole thing didn't make them happy. And, excuse me, apparently, now I don't know much about this, but apparently WEF management, the owner of the company, and a few other people that kind of helped with the product, they helped in the back with WEF, they weren't happy with TBW management. I don't know the full story of that, so I can't really go into depth with that, but they were kind of having a little bit of problems, and WEF kind of wanted to stick it to TBW. And the way they were going to do that was by having me win the TBW Welterweight Championship. Because I still had shit with TBW. I did not like them. TBW did not like me. They being WEF, were going to have me win the Welterweight Championship. And not only were they going to have me win the championship, they were actually going to give it to me. Like, they were going to say, here, you can keep the belt. You can do whatever you want with it. They were actually going to let me keep the championship. Imagine all that that could have come out of that. First of all, that would have been an amazing way to stick it to TBW. Second of all, a brand new championship could have been introduced to RUW. Lastly, the character development the character development of me that could have happened. Holy shit. Dude, if that had happened, I would still be the welterweight champion. Because if that had happened, there's no way I'm vacating that championship. No way. So that's what their plan was. Their plan was to make me welterweight champion, stick it to TBW. And, yeah, and me being welterweight champion, I could practically go wherever I wanted and defend that belt. Especially since they were actually going to give the championship to me, they were going to make it mine, and therefore the property of RUW, and TBW wouldn't have control of it anymore. Now, at the timing of this recording, I have no issues with TBW whatsoever. That is long gone. That been there, done that, okay? I've talked about my issues with TBW. I've resolved my issues with TBW. I think I worded that right. Here's the thing. I've resolved my issues with TBW as a company. But there are some people in TBW whose names I'm not going to mention, who I believe still have a problem with me. Why? It's been fucking 2 years. Get on, move along, get over it, because I'm over it, alright? And would I like to return to TBW? Maybe. Here's the thing, if I were to return to TBW, it would be for one match only, and it would be a match that I've had planned for, at the timing of this recording, about a month? I'm not going to go check, but it's been about a month. It was the match that I had announced on my YouTube channel where I challenged Destroyer to a no disqualification match. An all-out war. That's the match I want to do. Because that is the match that I want to close out my backyard wrestling career. Because I'm going pro pretty damn soon. I've been in talks with a company. I've been there to train. I'm 18. Yeah. They gave me a physical to fill out. But I've decided I'm going to be a manager, which apparently those don't require physicals. So, yeah. If I were to return to backyard wrestling, no matter what company it is, TBW, I hope you're listening. Let that be the match between me and Hunter. Because that's all I want to do. I want to have the match between me and Hunter to close out my backyard wrestling career, because I'm going pro. And I feel like a match between me and him for both the RUW World Heavyweight Championship and the WWF Intercontinental Championship in like a unification match, that would be absolutely perfect, because it would be an end to a great rivalry, an end to a great backyard wrestling career. Me and him both go our separate ways. I go pro. I'm able to defend the RUW World Championship on pro if I win that match. Yeah, that's all I want to do. But I'm getting off track. The storyline that WWF wanted to do with me, I've already discussed it. They wanted to make me the welterweight champion. Imagine everything that could have come out of that. Oh my God. It's so fucking exciting. Imagine what that would have done with the influence. Imagine what that would have done for me. Imagine everything that could have come from that. The attention the RUW would have gotten, because a non-TBW guy holds a TBW championship. And I own it now. I mean, I don't own it now because that storyline never happened. But, like, imagine. Oh, that would have been awesome. Like, that whole thing would have been epic. Just everything that could have come out from that would have been amazing. I'm getting a drink. Dude, I think about that quite often. And, you know, it makes me miss my backyard wrestling career. But since I'm going pro, I know I can't go back. Maybe. I probably won't be able to come back unless we work something out with pro and my license and everything. When I do get a wrestling license, maybe we can work something out. But for now, I want to close out my backyard wrestling career. Do I plan on returning? Not really. But you never know what could happen with all that. Maybe pro doesn't exactly go the way I want it to. Or maybe I can still be a wrestler in the backyard, but be a manager in pro. I don't know exactly how that would work. But could it work? Probably. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about. Imagine the storyline that could have come out from me as TBW Welterweight Champion. Me owning that championship. It's my property now. It belongs to RUW. TBW couldn't do shit. Imagine everything that could have come from that. That's essentially all I wanted to discuss in this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in if you did, and I will catch y'all in the next RUW Behind the Scenes podcast episode. Deuces!